Ladies and gentlemen, this is an episode that I've been wanting to do for quite some time. And if you're listening to the audio, please click the link to the YouTube video because this is going to be pretty heavily reliant on the visual aspect of it. As you can see, if you're watching the video, I have crypto voxels searched on YouTube. So that gives away our topic for the day. I've played around with crypto voxels once, and it was pretty fun. I really wanted to get in there and build some stuff. So now I'm going to do that. I am a relative noob at this, and I'm going to glance over some stuff, some essential stuff that you will need to know to get into buying land on CryptoVoxels and developing it. But it's pretty simple all in all. First thing's MetaMask. Just go to their website, download it. It's pretty simple to set up. And it's only available on Chrome or Brave. Shout out to Brave Browser for being a great browser. You can take back your ad rights. Because as you know, Facebook, Instagram, probably Reddit too, they're making a lot of money off of you. You aren't even the customer. You aren't a client. You aren't a patron, really. You're kind of the fuel that drives the whole business model because it's all ad-based. But now, with the Brave browser, you can get Brave rewards and get paid through tokens on the blockchain for watching ads. Privacy. Respecting ads. I don't do that shit because I don't like ads. All right. So this is the lot of land that I want to buy. And we're on OpenSea. OpenSea.io. So where to start? I've got the money for it. I'm going to buy it now because I was making food before this. I was kind of nervous. I was afraid that someone was going to buy this before me. And I don't want that to happen. Boom. Super easy with MetaMask installed. It's designed to work with it. So when you go to buy something, it's simple once it's set up. You just kind of, obviously, click a couple times. So while that is going on, let's explore this. When you go to the property, you can click View on CryptoVoxels right there, and it'll take you to this page. This is the overview of the city, and this is the overview of the plot itself. It's in the Hero. Maybe it's pronounced Euro, like the sandwich. Probably not. The Hero area. Man, I really hope that running this screen capture software in CryptoVoxels works all right on this computer. But anyways, map view. It's pretty cool. There's a lot in here, it seems. And land is starting to get pretty expensive. Over here you get your address, average traffic, owner, token number, colors 0. It's gonna be black and white apparently. That's okay. Your location, your coordinates, size, build height, area, volume. All that good stuff. Okay, so now I guess I own it. View my items, some of my artwork. And there's my newly acquired 14-toon drive. Fantastic. So now let's go to CryptoVoxels. I forget what the actual... Oh, it's just .com? None of that fancy stuff. Don't need it. And this is our VR game. I can't show you that because I don't have a VR headset, and you're probably watching this in 2D. But that is one thing that I really want to get on doing. The new Oculus products are pretty impressive. Okay. Playing it in the browser. And here we are. Nice and very slow loading. That's fantastic. All right, so you click to get into the gameplay. Move around with your mouse and whatnot. WASD characters for controlling your character. And there's quite a bit going on. You can press F to fly. That's one thing. B. Nolan, if you're listening ever. It took me a minute to figure out how to actually control the thing. And turns out you press tab, I believe. There we go. You press tab and it opens up the user interface. While it's going to move around, space to jump, F to toggle flying, left click to place blocks, shift click to delete, press enter to text chat. Be excellent to each other. Escape brings your mouse back. Oh, man. Okay, never mind. You don't need to bring the mouse back to click on these tabs. So, over here should be the block selector. Excuse me. And then we have different things you can do. Audio, edit feature, text, polytext. Polytext. I wonder what that does. And apparently there's nothing here. All right, tab to get back out of this place. Fish. All right. I won't fly around this whole time. First thing I gotta do. The gravity is like Mars here. Okay. I gotta get my address. 14 Toon Drive. Already have it. Shouldn't have clicked out. Oh, man. I'm displaying my true internet skills right now. Actually, let's try something right here. We're gonna quit Ableton because I'm not using that. That could help out. All right, so you go up to this little magnifying glass right there, and you can enter an address. Press enter, boom. Just like your favorite maps application, you get a blue line. Shift is to run quickly. And you can zip around real fast. Oh, what's this? Art Blocks Arcade. That should be interesting. This room will host Art Blocks installations where patrons will be able to send ether to a QR code and generate a 100% unique edition of a piece of generative art. Patron will own the resulting output and have access to it in high resolution to do with it as they please. You know, that really brings up the question of whether generative art, quote unquote, is actually artwork. I guess in a lot of ways it is, because someone had to code the algorithms, whatever it is they're using to generate the piece. But if you consider artwork human expression, Is that human expression? I don't know if I'm qualified to answer that at all. I could speculate. And looks like we're here. Is this one? This is 12. Oh, here's the place. I remember the checkered pattern. Boom. So welcome to my house. This is a really distracting pattern. Wow. Very cool. So I'm wondering, can I just right away start destroying stuff? What does this X do? Nothing. Nothing at all. Maybe I can just place a block. Can I do that? Hmm. 14 tune drive owner 0x B0D640E0. Is that me? 0xEE. No, it's not. Okay. This is our first hurdle. How do I prove my ownership to CryptoVoxels? We're back, and now I'm the owner of this place. So let's see here. Aha. Okay, I can tear down walls. Okay. Here's the rundown. Different blocks we got. This one is a white block. I'm going to go through every one of these because why the hell not, you know? Might inspire somebody. Then I'm going to tear down these walls. Oh, whatever. So as you can already tell, it's kind of like Minecraft. Mildly. Less mining to do. Ooh, look at that. I haven't quite figured out how the color operates in this yet. I know that some parcels have color, and they're usually the more expensive ones. And then some do not, such as mine. I don't have any color on this parcel. But, okay, so we just get larger and larger dots there. Inverted blocks. But I want to see if there's some way that you can just buy color. Oh, I like the inverted brick block. That's cool. So shift left click gets rid of all of it. Ba, 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 ba. And here we are. Easy as that. The problem that I was facing, I guess, is that I was just impatient. Eventually, the block went through, like the transaction block went through on the blockchain, and then I just refreshed the page and got it. Pretty easy. I did hop on the Discord. Got some help there. Basically just told me to refresh the page. I don't know if you guys want to see me just work on this for X amount of time, however long it takes me to work on this. So, what should I do? Definitely got to have a big entryway. That's the most important thing. Because everyone is going to judge whatever you build by the first, like, second that they see it. Okay, I know you guys don't want to see this. Nobody wants to see this. So I am going to come back. Probably when I'm figuring out how to place images and links on the wall. That's definitely an interesting part, which is what all of this is about. So I will see you in a moment. We're back. It has turned into quite the late night for me. I think it's almost 1:30. But hey, that's a good thing. That's some credence to CryptoVoxels for sure. So I figured everything out. The last thing I did was I was breaking down those walls. Remember those walls? I bet you did. Now look at what I built. That's pretty cool. I don't know why that's glitching out. Probably because it's halfway in the wall. But I like it. I want it to keep glitching out. I kind of hope that that shows up on everything. It's like a little piece of glitch art. Oh my god, my phone is on. Okay. I didn't realize how tired I was until I started talking. So, I'll show you around. These some benches. Some nice benches. There's lots of glass. I attached one of my art NFTs, digital art pieces on here. So you can go up. There's tons of galleries. I don't really want to make this a gallery because there's so many galleries. I want to do something a little bit different. But you can go up to any art pieces and click on it. And then it'll show you the asset and whatnot. The asset URL. Oof. You go to sleep. And I missed a spot, but it's pretty intuitive. Once you get the hang of it on how you delete, click, and drag, you can make a lot at once. Not vertically, but horizontally, you can create, like, can lay all these blocks. You can kind of see that, I guess. Yeah. At once, if you feel like it. I've got this open ceiling thing going on. That's kind of cool. I don't know how often I've seen that around. And yeah, I definitely think that I delivered on the front entryway. That's pretty good. I think that works. Yeah, you can't go through there. Okay. Before I go, I want to show you the high-rise area. There's some pretty cool stuff going on over there, over in Frankfurt. And, this is a button. That's a button to where when you press it, it sends a DM to my Discord. So, yeah, if anyone wants to rent out this space, going rent is going to be 10 Ether a month. That'd be real nice. That'd be crazy if it actually gets to that. I'm sure one of the things I heard talked about on a podcast, the Blockhash podcast, was what is this? That Louis Vuitton has been looking into making an NFT sort of system for authenticating and showing ownership of their luxury goods. So who knows? Louis Vuitton could open themselves up a crypto voxel store, charge 10 Ether to rent out an upstairs place a month. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. So here's a maze. Spidey Monkey did it in 7 minutes. I got the fuck out of there. I realized when I was in there that there's no easy way out. If you get lost in this maze, you're lost. You got to get out. You can't just start hacking away at the walls and get yourself out of there. Not even a little bit. Man. Okay, Frankfurt. Let's see. What would be the best way to get there? Frank. I think it's F-U-R-T. There we go. Zemp Tower. The man behind the Blockhash podcast. He's the one who got me into all of this, actually. I finally pulled the trigger tonight. And I mean, it basically had like the same effect as Minecraft. And I like Minecraft. It gets unmanageable sometimes. I am able to stay up pretty much all night playing Minecraft. It feels kind of silly, but I enjoy it. So I'm not going to let anyone, you know, get in the way of that. Man, there is so much. Like, what is this? This is a crazy pyramid structure. With, the door boarded up so you can't go in. Ah, I see. This reminds me. Color tokens. I don't even know how to get them yet, but to display like JPEGs, you gotta get your color tokens. Although you can display NFTs that you've collected without the color tokens, those will show up like so. That doesn't matter. Apparently. What is this? There is so much of this one tower is notable. I was on here when the guy was finishing it and he just, I think I messaged like what's cool, what's going on over around here. And he's just like, come here. And you can click on people's names and teleport to them. So I went over and he was finishing this tower. Is this the tower? Yep, this is the tower I'm talking about. If it loads. Yeah. It is the it's like the recent sale aggregator for all the different NFTs out there. And they're ranked too. So it's got to be connected to OpenSea somehow. Because I'm pretty sure that Decentraland is the number one, like, trade volume right now. Okay. So here's Zemp Tower. Some good advertising on here. This is definitely the neighborhood with the highest build limit. That's why it's taking forever to load. So I'm doing some screen capture too. Come on. Got a map of the area. Stairs. Oh, you can ping his Discord right there. There's a bar in here. Frankfurt Brewing Company. Up this a little bit more. We got floors you can rent. And we'll keep going up. Oh, what is that? Blockhash Crypto Exchange. Dip fresh power reserve for live prices. So this is the crypto floor. Oh, now you can start renting the floors. Here we go. And keep going up. You can set up elevators somehow. Oh, I think I know how you can do that. So one of the things you can do with this is no matter where you're at, you can stop and copy and paste this address. Send it to anyone and they open it and they just get plopped right into the game at the same exact spot with which you were standing when you copied the coordinates. A little bit of a penthouse. Oh, look at that. Got a Beats pill. Some Rick and Morty. Classic. Oh, here's the actual bottles. Where does he fit all the kegs? There's no way all those kegs fit underneath there. I don't believe it. And then, rooftop lounge. Can probably... you should be able to click on that. Or you are able to make text clickable. And it links back to all sorts of websites. Which is, I think, how people get oh my gosh, elevator sorts of things. Whose tower is behind this? It's just completely undeveloped. I bet you it's his. Got in here so early. Yeah, like I've said before, There's a lot of shit to explore. This is crazy. This checkered pattern. That would take a while to do. A lot of places to explore. Where are we? You can just skyrocket out. Oh, we're behind here. Ooh. No flash photography. You're about to visit the Zero Tribute Albino CryptoPunk, among the rarest of all CryptoPunks. Thank you for visiting. That's pretty good. I hope I didn't use flash photography. What is this? Lobby? I think I need to refresh, and maybe these will work better. So I guess that's pretty much CryptoVoxels in a nutshell. Oh yeah, there we go. Sometimes you just gotta refresh the browser. Good old browsers. And people do all kinds of sculptures. That one's pretty impressive. Bubble teleport, second floor teleport, black box teleport. Yeah, my English gets even worse when I'm tired. That's absolutely a thing. These have links. It'll be really interesting to see where this goes. There was, there we go. Satoshi Studio. There's an attempt going on somewhere around here to start a Frankfurt college where there would be courses that you could take. And, things like that. Probably mainly cryptocurrency courses. No. Oh, that's great. That's a very striking picture, Brandon. Vote for mayor. 35 Hook Street. Yep, and there's the Frankfurt College. So this was really exciting when he was describing this to me, especially thinking about it in terms of VR. There's a lot of really interesting things you can do with talking to people in VR, especially because it's not like a video game chat room. You can be closer and further away from someone within the game or the world. It's hardly a game. It's so weird. I don't know how to describe this. It is definitely a different kind of world. But regardless, you could be closer, further away from someone, and hear them better or worse, depending on the proximity. So you could actually have a teacher in a classroom that will, like, walk up to you, and you can mute everyone else in the classroom, talk to the speaker or the teacher directly. And, like, it really makes sense that eventually people just go and learn in VR reality, virtual reality. Startup disk is almost full. All right, well, that should probably tell me that it's time to quit running the screen cap. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, check out Brandon's book. Brandon Zemp, the man behind Zemp Tower. And he has a good podcast. Yeah, I think I'm going to call it. That's it for Crypto Voxels today. Thanks for watching. If you made it to the end, I barely even made it to the end. Yeah, I have a Patreon now. So if you feel like supporting me, Patreon is the way to go. $1 a month, stuff like that. You can follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Check out my NFTs. What else should I mention? I can't remember. I'll upload this in the morning. Yeah, thanks for watching. Have a good night.